Violence between Israelis and Palestinians has resumed less than a week after the election of Ariel Sharon as Israel's new prime minister. One Israeli settler was shot dead on a highway yesterday. Israel Radio reports that soldiers have killed two Palestinians today. Israel's response to the continuing violence may be determined largely by the type of government Sharon forms. He is urging the Labor Party to join him in a unity government. NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports from Jerusalem.
While peace talks with the Palestinians have dead-ended, Israelis are now negotiating among themselves. Barak's Labor Party has a list of conditions on which it will agree to join Sharon's right-wing Likud party in a so-called unity government. The conditions include a halt to building Jewish settlements in the occupied territories, relocating the most remote settlements, adherence to the signed Oslo peace accords, and eventual recognition of a demilitarized Palestinian state. A poll presented on Israeli TV last night claimed 80% of those who voted for Barak last week support a unity government. So does Barak's dovish cabinet minister Shimon Peres, who's made clear he'd like to be Sharon's foreign minister.
It's important for the country and for the nation and for peace. So Labour has to follow the call of the nation and the need of the peace.
Yet other left-wingers say the chances for peace would be the first casualty in a unity government. They argue Sharon would have difficulty ignoring far-right supporters who see no benefit in negotiations and advocate far harsher military action against Palestinians. Political analyst Yaron Israhi says the Labor Party risks losing its principles and its focus if it's co-opted into a government with such an agenda.
I think that the Israeli public requires now to examine closely two clear alternatives and to let the Israeli right under Sharon to show us whether they can deliver the security that they promise.
As coalition talks continue, it's still not clear how defeated Prime Minister Barak envisions his future. After first announcing his retirement from politics, Barak's now heading the negotiations with Sharon and, by some accounts, considering an offer to be Sharon's defense minister. The Labor Party is not expected to decide on whether to join a unity government until next week. Meanwhile, other splits threaten Labor. Leading negotiator Yossi Beilin says he's considering breaking away to form a new political alliance, linking up with the head of the left-wing Meretz Party. The pressure for Sharon to forge his coalition quickly seems likely to mount. Palestinian gunmen overnight intensified their attacks on Israeli soldiers and settlements, including attacks on the southern Jerusalem neighborhood of Gilo for the first time in some 2 months. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News, Jerusalem.